Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
The Auburn Bulldogs are riding a 58-game winning streak stretching back to the 2018-19 season. This year, they've compiled a perfect 22-0 record on their way to what they hope will be a third consecutive state championship. Standing in their way tonight are the 13-12 Boone Central Cardinals. Now, Bulldog fans might be tempted to look at those records and think they should be fine tonight. But just last week, a Fairbury team with a .500 record gave the Bulldogs all they wanted for three quarters before Auburn prevailed with a 47-36 victory in a game that was much closer than the final score would indicate. Tonight, we're in Crete, Nebraska at Crete High School for the Class C1 District Championship. On the line, a ticket to the state tournament in Lincoln. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, and it's time once again for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Scott Cox is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation as we settle in for what could be an interesting matchup. Well, the Bulldog fans have turned out in force. We're here in Crete, Nebraska at Crete High School. And I got to tell you, before we get into the business of basketball, the folks at Auburn and the fans are absolutely fantastic. Some of you probably heard, today is my 70th birthday. And while I've spent a lot of birthdays on the air over the years with various teams, the Auburn folks tonight have turned out with a card shower here. I've got a whole sack full of birthday cards from all the fans. I mean a sack full of them. They've got a big banner that says Happy Birthday, Randy, that they put on the front of my broadcast booth, complete with balloons. Hope we can see around those to do the ball game. What can I say, folks? Thank you so very, very much to all the Auburn fans for the wonderful treatment I'm receiving here. You're making this old guy smile. It's 31 years since I moved away from Auburn, and I feel as much at home with the hometown crowd here tonight as I ever had, being treated so wonderfully by these Auburn fans bringing me all these birthday cards. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all of you from Auburn. This is kind of a little bit on the overwhelming side here. Other scores that we've got. John Nixon is on the air right now on KTNC. He's got the Sacred Heart Irish taking on Medicine Valley. That game tipped off at 6 o'clock up at Hampton, Nebraska. The last score we had there at halftime, the Sacred Heart boys were leading Medicine Valley 23-10. So the Irish were in pretty good shape at halftime, up 23-10 over Medicine Valley. That game being heard live right now over on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in the Fall City area, and online at mscsports.net. I've still got fans coming in here taping up happy birthday balloons on our broadcast point with a big banner. What a great time I'm having. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, thank you. We've got to go to work here. We've got a basketball game to go, but so far it's been a big birthday party for the last 30 minutes, and I got to be honest, I've been having a ball with this thing. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's Class C1 District Final. First of all, for the Boone Central Cardinals, they'll go with Ryan Kramer, a 6'4 senior, 14.5 points per ball game. Alex Christo. Christo, a sophomore at 5'11. He's in double figures, averages 10.4 points per game. Karsten Bird is a junior at 6'. He averages 7 points a game. Also, Braden Bennis. Bennis is he's the ball handler. He averages 2.2 points per game. And Garrett Rasmussen, a 6'3 junior, rounds out the starting five. He averages 9.6 points per contest. The Cardinals of Boone Central are coached by Coach Justin Harris. Boone Central, if you're wondering, that's in Albion, Nebraska. That's where they're located, is at Albion. And I believe they co-op with Newman Grove on that one for Boone Central. Now, the starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs. As we said, they are 22-0 on the season, have a 58-game winning streak going. They're coached by head coach Jim Weeks. Coach Weeks will go with Cam Binder, a 6-foot senior, Maverick Binder, a freshman at 5'11", Ryan Binder, a 5'11 junior, Cade Patzel. Patzel's a senior at 6'1", and Dan Frary, a 6'6" senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Weeks. The Bulldogs had a little bit of a scare in that sub-district final. They hosted Fairbury on their own floor in Auburn. They came away with a 47-36 win in a game that was much closer than the final score would seem to indicate. That was a one-point ball game. Auburn up by one at halftime in that sub-district final before they finally subdued the Fairbury Jeffs and got out of there with that 47-36 win. So, with that, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Boone Central Cardinals squaring off here in this beautiful digs at Crete High School, and this is one fine gymnasium. Those of you that have been in here know what I'm talking about. The giant Crete Cardinals, the big red Cardinals painted on one end on the wall, and we're talking like 30-foot tall Cardinals over here painted up on the wall decorating this ball to our right. I think we're getting set for the introduction of the starting lineups here by our public address announcer. We'll have a national anthem coming up, and then we'll be tipping it up. I think they're going to go ahead and introduce starters first, so we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Fall City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Crete High School. When we broke away 2 minutes ago, we were just starting the introductions. Believe it or not, we're still introducing starting lineups as part of the pregame pageantry here at the district finals. They not only introduce the starters, but they introduce the full bench, all the non-starters, and with some 14 or 15 players suited up for each team, a lot of young men to meet here. We've finished meeting the non-starters, and we've met the starters now from Boone Central. And now coming out are the Auburn starters. Again, that's Cameron Binder, Maverick Binder, Ryan Binder, Kate Basil, Dan Prairie. And for the Cardinals, Kramer, Christo, Bird, Venice, and Rasmussen will be the starters. So now we're wrapping up the introductions. I would assume we're still going to have a national anthem. We've got a live band here, which is something we haven't seen much of all season long, as the Boone Central Cardinal Band has shown up to perform our national anthem. I think we're going to have that coming up, and we'll step aside for another 60-second timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute with the opening tip-off on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri. No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 77 years ago to serve farmers, and ranchers today. We're the number one farm insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Farm Bureau agent Jake or Tasha in Auburn can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call Jake or Tasha ArmConnect and schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
Sunny 101.3.
A wonderful rendition of our national anthem performed here by the Boone Central High School Band. They did a great job with it. Both teams huddled around their coaches, giving their final instructions, and we're about ready to get underway. The winner goes to Lincoln next week for the state tournament. The loser goes home. The Auburn Bulldogs at 22-0 on the season, the number one seed in this 16, this district play-in here, 16-team play-in. Boone Central at 13-12 on the year, but Boone Central has some quality wins in that season. At center circle, Ryan score will step in. He'll jump it up against Dan Prairie. The two young men shake hands. Protocol be darned, they're going to shake hands before we start and smile with each other. Here we go. Our official steps into the center circle. We're in Crete, Nebraska with high school basketball, and Prairie wins the tip easily. Tips it out to Cam Binder. He'll come down and set it up. Binder guarded by Stewart. Stewart comes out to pick him up defensively. That's Bennis on him. To the right side, Prairie. Around it comes to Maverick Binder, top of the key. Now Pacel handles the basketball. Up to Maverick Binder, top of the key. Lob pass inside. Prairie to the hoop. Shot is blocked away nicely. Nice job blocking by Kramer. With the rebound, down court comes Boone Central. Brayden Bennis with the basketball. Across right side to Christo. Bulldogs open in a man-to-man defense against the Cardinals. Into the corner. Deep baseline right side. That's Kramer. Here's a floater off the right side. Up. Off. No good. Whistle. We're going to have a foul called on the Bulldogs. Let's see who they put this one on. We'll wait until they post it. The official turns his back to us here. It'll be Boone Central's basketball to inbound it. Baseline, turnaround shot, hook shot in and out off the rim, and the rebound comes down to the Bulldog. Maverick Binder called for the personal on Maverick. That was his first. Down court comes Cam Binder with the basketball, guarded by Brayden Bennis. Bennis, a defensive specialist, chases after Cam Binder. Binder dribbles away from him, got away, into the paint, feeds it to the right side. Prairie off the glass, up and good. Great job there by Cam Binder with the assist to get the ball to Dan Prairie, and the Bulldogs jump on top 2-0 early in the ball game. Christo, the point guard, with the basketball at the top of the key, guarded in the man-to-man defense, gives to Bennis, comes to the near side. On the left is Bird with the basketball. Bird tries to drive on Binder, can't get to the baseline. Now penetrating into the paint, there's a floater that's up and good. Basket is good by Brayden Bennis. Got the basket. And I think the players thought there was a foul, but there was not. It's just a bucket put in. Wait a minute. They took the points off the board. Apparently, he traveled with the ball. They took the points back off. The scorekeeper had put them up, too. So it remains 2-0, Auburn on top. This is Binder with the basketball. You don't often see him post them on the board and then take them down, but that's what happened here. Bulldogs basketball, Ryan Binder. Feeds it underneath. He falls to the floor. The ball goes out of bounds, and it goes off of Auburn. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Cardinals. 6:17 to play first quarter here in the Class C1 district final. We're at Crete High School. The Auburn Bulldogs lead it 2-0. Boone Central with the basketball. Boone Central on the dribble across the timeline. It's Christo, Alex Christo. Tries to work around Ryan Binder in the paint. Binder strips him of the basketball. Ryan Binder with the steal. Gets the outlet pass out to Cam Binder. Great defense there by Ryan Binder to get the turnover. Cam Binder behind the back dribble. Pressure being applied by Bennis. He's their defensive specialist. Going in for the try for the layup is Cam Binder. He'll be fouled. And we'll put Binder to the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Auburn Bulldogs. Two shots coming up for Binder. And the foul is going to be called on Brayden Bennis. Bennis is their defensive specialist here. At the free throw line is Cam Binder shooting two. First one is up and good. Cam Binder with his first point of the district final makes it 3-0. Auburn on top. Early in the ballgame, 5:52 to play here in the first quarter. Cam Binder's second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. He got them both. 2 for 2 from the line for Binder. It's 4 to nothing. Auburn with the lead. Boone Central down court on the dribble. Brayton Bennis to the left elbow. Karsten Bird holds the ball. Maverick Binder has Bird covered defensively in the man-to-man defense. They put it inside the paint, looking for the cutter. Nothing there. Back to the top of the key. Bennis to the left wing. Driving to the baseline. Binder gets shoved to the floor. A backup step back three. Up and good by Alex Christo. Christo knocked Binder to the floor and then stepped back and nailed the three. And it's 4-3. Auburn is up by one. Cam Binder works against Bennis. Bennis really in his back pocket here, trying to pick that basketball away. Binder's handled that pressure so far. Batesel goes in for a shot, gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. Batesel tried for the layup and got knocked down as he put the shot up. No whistle. Here's Boone Central with a three from the corner right side. Off, no good. Rebound, Prairie. Prairie just flat out took that one away from the 6'4" Ryan Kramer. Prairie. Outlet pass down to Binder. Cam Binder with Bennis right in his hip pocket. Binder goes around Bennis, kicks it up top. Batesel. Batesel flips out to the left wing to Maverick Binder. Now Prairie holds the ball at the free throw line, guarded by Kramer. Falling to the floor, the ball goes out of bounds off of Ryan Binder. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Cardinals. Substitutes into the ball game now. Here's Kelvin Webster into the game. Webster checks in for Boone Central off the bench. Inbound the pass. They toss it into Alex Christo. Christo guarded by Ryan Binder at the midcourt line. Hesitates a minute. Now comes into forecourt with the ball. Man-to-man defense here. The Bulldogs are pressuring man-to-man defense. Working to the right side with it is Andreessen. He takes it in for a driving layup. It's blocked away nicely. Loose basketball grabbed up by Binder. He has it stolen right back. Downcourt pass the other way, trying for the fast break, driving layup, up off, no good, follow shot won't go, Prairie with the rebound, downcourt pass, breakaway, Binder laying up and good. That was Ryan Binder that got the lay. Three attempts, point blank range for Boone Central, they couldn't get it down, and Auburn goes up 6-3 with 3:51 to play here in the first quarter. Now on the dribble is Alex Christo with the basketball. Prairie comes out to pick him up at the top of the free throw circle. Christo pulls up for a long two. It's good. Alex Christo hits the two from the top of the key. 6-5 your score. Auburn up by one. 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Cam Binder down court with Bennis chasing. Binder drive-in lay-in off the glass. Up and good. Cam Binder with his first field goal. He's got 4 points and it's 8-5, Auburn up by 3. 3:15 to play first quarter here at Crete. Boone Central with the basketball. Dustin Andreessen has Batesel chasing him out onto the left wing. He puts a pass back to the top of the key to Christo. Christo gets a pitch set by Kramer. It's a pick and roll. They couldn't get the ball to Kramer because Prairie was there defensively. Now Kramer under the basket. Prairie has him covered. Here's a three on the way. Right elbow off the glass. No. And the rebound comes down to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder flips the outlet pass out to Cam Binder. And Cameron Binder down court with a basketball. 2:45 to go first quarter. 8-5. Auburn up by 3. Cam Binder picks up the dribble. Comes to Maverick Binder. Little brother Maverick right back to Cam for 3 from the right wing. Bingo! Cam Binder drained a 3 from out here on the right wing. And Cam has 7 points. Auburn with their biggest lead of the ball game. Bulldogs up by 6, 11-5 with 2:23 to play in the first quarter. This is Christo with the basketball. Spin move, laying up and good. Alex Christo has 7 points for the Cardinals of Boone Central. That was a sweet move down inside the paint between two Bulldog defenders for Alex Christo to lay it in. 11-7, the lead is 4 for Auburn. Cam Binder again takes it all the way for a lay-in. Shot is blocked that time by Kramer. Fast break coming the other direction. Little floater up and good. Put in by Alex Christo. Christo has 9 points now for Boone Central. Christo laid that one in. He's got all 9 of their points. Cam Binder in forecourt. Chasing him is Christo. Binder into the corner. Lob pass into Prairie. Prairie has defenders all over him. In traffic. Needs help. Gets it out of there. Cam Binder for 3 from the right elbow. It's off. No good. Rebound. Boone Central. Coming down with a rebound is Karsten Bird. Bird with the outlet pass. Gets it up to Christo. Christo to the right wing. That's Webster with the ball. Webster in the corner. Baseline right side driving. Wants to go the lay-in. Puts it to Kramer. Shot is up and good by Ryan Kramer. Kramer got the bucket. We're tied at 11. Auburn had a 6-point lead there momentarily at 11-5 And now six unanswered points by Boone Central. We're tied at 11 with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Dan Prairie to the right side, Ryan Binder. Binder dribbles into the baseline. Floater off the glass. Up, got it, and he's fouled. Great move by Ryan Binder. Binder went in on the right side of the lane between defenders, laid it off the glass, got fouled in the process, got the basket to fall. The foul's going to be called on Christo. On Christo, that is his first. Team foul number two on Boone Central. Up off the bench now is Brett Baltensperger. Baltensperger checking in for the first time tonight for the Bulldogs. He'll come in for Cade Faisal. Down to 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 13-11. Auburn up by two. Binder free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Ryan Binder, free throw up and good. He got it. That gives Auburn a three-point advantage. 14-11. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter at three. Into forecourt is Christo with the basketball. Christo in the paint. Can't get an open look. Flips it out to the right wing to Webster. In traffic. Trying to move to the hoop. A little hook shot is up and off. No good. Rebound Prairie. Prairie high above the defenders. Again, he just flat out out-jumped Ryan Kramer to get that rebound and pull it down for the Bulldogs. Here comes Binder down court with 33 seconds to play. This is normally where Auburn has Binder step back for that three as time runs out at the end of the period. That's been the protocol they followed all season. Ryan Binder with the basketball right now down to 22 seconds. Auburn up by three, 14-11. Prairie comes to Baltensperger at the free throw line. Top of the key, can Binder. 13 seconds. Binder being guarded up top by Webster. Binder dribbles around him. They know what he's wanting to do. Here's Binder pulling up for the three. Off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up, off, no good. Try for tip-in, won't go. Try for tip-in, won't go. Three opportunities, and they couldn't get it down after one quarter. Auburn on top, 14-11. Bulldogs up by three. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website alfea.com.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Creed High School, 14-11. The Auburn Bulldogs up by three. This is the biggest crowd I've seen at a basketball game this year. This Creed Gymnasium, they said 75% capacity. It is every bit of that tonight. A big crowd from Boone Central, and Auburn has completely filled the near side stands. There is not an empty seat anywhere here on the Auburn side. We're back to live action. With the ball is Christo. Gets the inbound pass to start the second quarter. Kramer for a long three, left corner, off the glass, doesn't go. Ball is going to be chased down into backcourt. Coming up with the loose basketball is Christo. Now we get an over and back call, and Auburn's going to get the basketball. Coach Justin Harris not happy with that. He's protesting with the official. Auburn will have the ball. Ryan Binder will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Ryan Binder to inbound, tosses it in to Faisal. Faisal lobs it into backcourt to Cam Binder. Chasing Cam Binder, down court is Braden Bennis, their defensive specialist. He's like the libero of this basketball team, is what you'd have to call him. His job tonight is to chase Cam Binder everywhere he goes with the basketball. Here comes Ryan Binder, driving the basket right side into Prairie. Spin move in the paint, into the corner, open look, Cam Binder for three. Off, couldn't get it. Prairie tries to tip, and it goes out of bounds off of Prairie. And Boone Central will get the basketball back. Auburn led by as much as six there momentarily. They were up at one point in the ballgame, 11-5. And now it's a three-point lead for Auburn, 14-11. The official has stopped play for some reason there. He's going to make Boone Central play it in on the side. Opening minute of play, second quarter. We're in Crete, Nebraska, Class C1 district final. 7-11 to play first half, 14-11. Auburn up by three. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Glad you joined us tonight. Here's the inbound pass to Crystal. Spin move, Crystal. Floater up and good. Alex Crystal is having some kind of night. He has 11 of Boone Central's 13 points. Cam Binder against Bennis. Working one-on-one. Binder working hard to get the ball down court. Gives up to Maverick Binder. Man-to-man defense for Boone Central here also. Now Cam Binder got away from Bennis for a minute. Takes it all the way in. Reverse layup up and good. Cam Binder with a reverse layup. Got around Bennis on the baseline. Flipped it off the glass, backhanded, and put it in with a little spin on it. 16-13. The lead is back to three Bulldogs. Kramer in the corner. Guarding Kramer is Pacel. Ball stripped away by Ryan Binder. Pacel comes up with a loose basketball. Binder, Pacel with the steal. Outlet pass goes to Cam Binder. Cam Binder across the timeline. Bennis reaching in on him. They hand it up to Maverick Binder. They're letting Bennis get away with the salt battery here so far. Bennis is all over Cam Binder when he's handling the basketball. We haven't had a whistle on that. Here's Pacel, top of the key, in and out. No, and the rebound pulled down by Rasmussen. Garrett Rasmussen gets the defensive board. Flips the outlet pass down court to Alex Crystal. Watch Crystal. He's dangerous. He's had the hot hand in this half. Now is Bennis. Bennis goes up top with it to Bird. Bird holds the ball. Karsten Bird picked up his dribble for a moment. Gets the ball back at the free throw line. Needs help. Out to Kramer on the right wing. Kramer guarded by Pacel. Flips it deep baseline right side. Crystal moving into the paint. Trying for the fall away shot. Couldn't get it. Now Christo at the free throw line to the left wing. Here's a three that's up and off the rim. Pacel chases after it. Saved from going out of bounds. He goes out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Touching it last on the near side was Kelvin Webster. 5:25 to play, first half, 16-13. It's been a close ball game so far. Auburn up by three. They led by as much as six. They led by three at the end of one quarter, 14-11. Last report we had on the Sacred Heart Irish was halftime. They were leading Medicine Valley 23-10. That was a halftime score. That game being played up at Hampton. John Nixon has it over on KTNC. We'll get you a final on that Sacred Heart game during this broadcast. Here's Cameron Binder into forecourt right side. Pass comes to Maverick Binder. He looks for Kate Basel, left elbow. Down to Cam in the corner. Deep baseline, left side in the corner is Cam Binder. Flips it to Ryan Binder to Frary at the free throw line. Frary, right side, Pacel, dribbling in, goes for a lay-in, tries to go up with a shot, he'll be fouled, and we'll put Kate Pacel to the free throw line. Pacel has not scored yet this evening, he'll be at the line, and he'll be shooting two shots for the Auburn Bulldogs. The foul is going to be called on Ryan Kramer. On Kramer, his first, team foul number three on the Cardinals of Boone Central. Pacel's first free throw is up, just short, comes off the front of the rim, and came back to him. He'll have another attempt coming here. The lead is three, 16-13. Auburn is up. 5:03 to play here in the first half. Second free throw. It's in and out of there. Wouldn't go. And the rebound comes down to Kramer. Long down court pass. Fast break in the corner. Setting up for a long two-pointer. In and out of there. Doesn't go. And Frary has the rebound. Dan Frary took the defensive board away from two defenders under the basket. He flips the ball out to Cam Binder. Binder starts down court. Frary sets a pick for him. Now Pacel in the corner, looking for Frary in traffic. Kramer's all over him. Frary, spin move, under Kramer. Shot is up, couldn't get it, but he's fouled. Kramer bumped into Frary as he went up with the shot. The foul is going to be on Ryan Kramer. Kramer's their leading scorer, and he's got two personals now. He averages 14.5 points a game. He's only got two so far tonight. And two fouls. At the free throw line, Dan Frary. First trip to the line tonight. He has 2 points on one field goal so far this evening. Frary's free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is in and out of there. Bulldogs have missed three free throws in a row here now. Back onto the floor is Kelvin Webster. Webster checks in, replacing Ryan Kramer for the Cardinals of Boone Central. Dan Frary, the 6'6 senior, averaging over 15 points per ball game. Free throw is on the way, and except this one is good. He got it. And that puts Auburn up by four once again at 17-13 in what has been a close ball game throughout. There's a shove off. Bennis used a forearm to shove Ryan Binder out of the way. I guess I'll describe it this way, folks. They're letting him play. In the corner with the ball is Webster. Kelvin Webster can't get a look at the basket. Goes to Markle with the ball. Markle. Top of the key, again finds Webster. Prairie, took the baseline away from Webster. Ball dribbled away by Prairie, knocks it loose, and Ryan Binder comes up with a steal. They worked the ball long enough, but the Bulldogs ended up with the steal. Here's Cam Binder up court. Right after him is Bennis again. Brayden Bennis is getting away. The amazing the contact on Cam Binder as he brings the ball up the court. Under the basket, Prairie, fall away, jump shot, no, got his own rebound, gets it up to Binder in the paint, feeds to Prairie again, slam dunk! Dan Prairie with a one-handed slam-a-jamma. Great looking assist there from Cam Binder on the pass to find Prairie. 19-13, Bulldogs up by six. This equals their biggest lead of the game. Driving layup, blocked away by Prairie! He blocked that one clear into next week. Alex Christo, who has 11 points, went in for a lay-in, and Prairie swatted that ball out of the air, clear down the hallway. Timeout taken on the floor, 3:24 to play first half, 19-13, Bulldogs up by six. We're back in 30 on Sunny, 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Have a final score in the Sacred Heart Irish game. The Irish are headed to the state tournament. They beat Medicine Valley tonight, 53-22. 53-22, congratulations to Coach Doug Golds and the Sacred Heart Irish. They are state tournament bound. Back to live action here at Crete. Inbound the ball to Boone Central. Shot is up and good. On the inbound pass, putting it off the glass was Carson Bird. Bird with his first 2 points of the game, and the lead is back down to four now at 19-15. With the basketball, the Bulldogs set their offense against the man-to-man. Kate Patzel thought about the shot from the free throw line, decides to pass it up, goes to the left wing, underneath, they give it to Frary. Patzel with the Frary with the basket. Daniel Frary, the 6'6 senior. He doesn't want this to be his last basketball game, and that was a nice move to the hoop. Lead is back to six. Now a reach in on Patzel and a whistle and a foul. I hate to say this, but I try not to do this. But the way that Bennis has been beating up on Cam Binder all night long, as Binder brings it up and no whistle, Patzel tries to knock it away from Bennis, and we have a whistle and a foul. Now, it was a foul, no doubt about it. I'm just saying that Patzel committed a foul, but, boy, we've had a bunch the other direction. Here the ball gets away loose, goes right through the fingertips of Dustin Andreessen, and it goes out of bounds. Auburn gets it back. So now the Bulldogs with a chance to build on their biggest lead of the game. Auburn is up 21-15, a 6-point lead with 2:40 to play in the first half, and the Bulldogs have the basketball. Giving chase is Dustin Andreessen out here on Cam Binder now. Binder goes to Ryan Binder, all the way under the basket, reverse, lay it up and good! What an acrobatic move by Ryan Binder. Ryan's got 7 points. He dribbled the baseline, did a reverse backhanded flip off the glass on the lay-in, and that gives Auburn their biggest lead yet at 23-15. Kramer under the basket, lay-in off the glass, up and good. They found Kramer under there unguarded, and that was really too easy there for Kramer. You can't have that happening. Now Cam Binder down court with Bennis. Flips it underneath. Patzel out to Ryan Binder for three. Binder gets knocked to the floor. Rebound Prairie. Prairie goes up with a shot off the glass. Couldn't get it. Try for tip-in. Patzel rebound. Flips it out to Cam Binder. They knocked him completely down to the floor on his back on that three-point shot a minute ago. Now Cam Binder resets the offense to Maverick Binder inside Prairie. Prairie lobs underneath. Patzel lay it up and good. Prairie with the assist, Kate Patzel with the bucket. A whistle and a foul on top of it. Patzel not only got the basket, he drew the foul. Kate Patzel, great assist there from Dan Prairie to find Patzel waiting under the basket. The foul is going to be called on Andreessen, his first team foul, number five. Patzel's free throw up and good. Kate Patzel hits the free throw. He's 1-for-3 now, and Auburn is up by 9 at 26-17, their biggest lead yet. a 9-point lead for the Bulldogs. They'd like to get into double digits before the half. There's a ball out of bounds, but Pace will touch it last. Pace with some great defense on Andreessen. This is not, don't get the impression this is a one-sided thing. They're just letting them play. I'm telling you, Auburn has got away with some pretty solid contact here, too, with no whistles. Inbound into the corner, right side. Just that they work Cam Binder over so hard as he comes down the court. There's a case right there where Auburn slaps him all the way and a steal. Ryan Binder starts up court with a basketball with a minute 10 to go in the quarter. Maverick Binder, right wing, gives up to Cam Binder, top of the circle. Cam Binder against Bennis. Backs it out onto the left elbow. Bennis gives chase. Under a minute to play, 59 seconds. Cam Binder gives it up top to Cade Batesel. Almost lost a handle on it for a minute. Now Ryan Binder feeds Maverick Binder right side. 26-17. Auburn enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game, up by 9. They'd like to play for one shot here and get into the locker room with a double-digit lead. 38 seconds to play. Batesel holds it in the corner. Now they come out to chase him. Coach Harris is on the sideline wanting to play defense himself, right where Batesel dribbling the ball in front of the Boone Central bench. Now it comes across court to the near wing to Ryan Binder. Back up to Cam with 20 seconds to play in the first half. Chasing Cam Binder out here is Dustin Andreessen. Andreessen makes contact, then breaks away. Cam Binder dribbles away from him. Takes it all the way in for a driving lay-in. Up and good! Cam Binder for the driving. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Half-court shot is on the way. Oh, and at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs will get to the locker room with an 11-point lead, their biggest lead of the game, 28-17. Auburn up by 11 at the half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Merz Farm Equipment in Fall City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. Merz Farm Equipment in Fall City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
Some business lenders only care about their bottom line. That's how our bank's different. Oh, we care about profits, all right. We care about yours. You see, it's always been our philosophy to put our business customers' needs ahead of our own. And that's worked out pretty well for both of us. We care about your business. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Crete High School, where the fans are being treated to the state championship routine that was performed by the Auburn High School cheerleaders in winning their fourth consecutive Nebraska State Cheerleading Championship. And the fans are responding to this. Even the Boone Central fans are loving this as you hear the cheer. As the Auburn cheerleaders again performing their state championship routine for us here at halftime. Well, at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs have managed an 11-point advantage. They lead it 28-17 at the half, their biggest lead of the game. They led it at the quarter 14-11. It's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. Stop in and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Let's break down the first half numbers for the Boone Central Cardinals. They're led at the half by Alex Christo. He has 11 points in the ballgame. Ryan Kramer, their leading scorer, who averages nearly 15 a game, he has 4 at halftime. And Karsten Bird with 2 for the Cardinals' total of 17. The Cardinals did not shoot a free throw in the first half, 0-for-0. Individual scoring for the Auburn Bulldogs, Cam Binder leads the way with 11 points at the half. Dan Frary has 7, as does Ryan Binder, also with 7. And Kate Patzel added 3 for the Bulldogs' halftime total of 28. From the free throw line, Auburn went 5 out of 8 from the charity stripe, and they lead it by 11 here at the half, 28-17. This has been the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Right now we're going to step aside for 2 minutes. Be back with more on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, I mentioned before the break that the Auburn High School cheerleaders were performing their state championship cheer routine and witnessing it for the first time. It's easy to see how they won their fourth consecutive state championship. What a show the young ladies put on here, and they got a big round of applause of approval from the crowd here at Tree. Joining me now, we like to make contact with a lot of our friends that are in the broadcast industry all across the state, and a familiar face for me here, familiar to folks in Auburn. Stopping by is Bruce Kijicki, and Bruce, good evening.
Good evening, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Quite a ball game here this first half. The Bulldogs having a kind of a tough time pulling away, and then right there near the end of the second quarter, a couple of things went their way, and they're able to get into the locker room with an 11-point lead. I would think that Coach Weeks has got to be pleased with that right now.
I would think so, yeah. But, I mean, there were quite a few turnovers, missed free throws, but then after Boone Central tied it up at 11 late in that first quarter, Bulldogs went on a 17-6 run.
Yeah. How about the defense? Braden Bennis is playing on Cam Binder. I think he could be prosecuted for assault and battery here. My goodness, I've never seen that much contact on a ball handler and not have a whistle all night. Time after time, slapping the ball, reaching in. And to Cam Binder's credit, he's kept his cool, he's kept his head, and he's a good enough ball handler that he can play right through that kind of adversity.
The thing that you see, or I have seen just over the last few years, is you never know when that whistle's going to go. The times you think it is going to go.
If you wonder what's what's happening, I have to call play by play for my own birthday party. They brought out a big banner out here that says, Happy 70th Birthday, Randy. Thank you, girls. Thank you. I think the only thing I've had that's ever equaled this, Bruce, is a few years back at the Bob Devaney Center. Okay, let's turn it up. Happy birthday here at the Greed High School. We just stopped and put it on the air. What else can you do? Oh, I'll tell you, you're making an old guy smile here. Bruce, have you ever seen anything like that, my friend?
I have not. The thing for me, though, is my birthday's in November, so it'd be football, and probably wouldn't be able to hear the crowd.
Wow, so. Is that right? 70-40, Nebraska over Rutgers, is that a final?
That was
4 minutes to go, 70-40, Nebraska over Rutgers. Okay, I got to gather my thoughts here, Bruce. They kinda, what happened, folks, is the Auburn cheerleaders came out onto the middle of the floor with a big sign that said, Happy Birthday, Randy. And then the entire Auburn crowd stood and sang Happy Birthday. And Randy Sheldon without words.
This is a great crowd of both sides.
Boone
Central had a bit of a drive.
Yeah, just a little bit overwhelming. Bruce,
yeah,
I'll
bet.
That's
happy birthday.
My 70th birthday, and I've spent a lot of them doing ball games, but
yeah.
This is pretty special.
We
had something like this once before. The Sacred Heart fans sang happy birthday at the Bob Devaney Center. That's been a lot of years ago. I think that was maybe on my 50th.
I was going to ask if that was a major...
Yeah.
Major birthday.
That was about 20 years back, but tonight the Auburn fans have certainly made this old guy smile. We're only a minute away from starting the third quarter action. I got a break for 60 seconds. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
One more time before we go to third quarter action. Auburn fans, thank you from the bottom of my heart. That was wonderful. All right, third quarter action. Auburn will have the basketball. The inbound pass comes in to Binder. That would be Cam Binder on the dribble. 28-17 now. Auburn up by 11 as we start the third quarter. Cade Pacel with the basketball at the top of the key. Pacel goes to the right side, off to Maverick Binder. Dribbling all the way under the basket is Mav Binder. Now he gets it up to Cam Binder inside Prairie. Prairie moves one-on-one off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Daniel Prairie. He's got 9 points, and this is the biggest lead yet. The Bulldogs have pulled out to a 13-point lead now, 30-17. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Boone Central here in the C1 District Final. With the ball on the right side, bounce pass goes inside now at the free throw line on the dribble. Pulling up with the dribble is Bennis. Bennis puts it underneath. Turnaround hook shot up and off no good. Wyatt Binder pulls down the rebound and we'll have a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Boone Central. See who they put this one on when they post it up on the board. The foul is going to be called on Braden Bennis. On Bennis, his first personal and team foul number one of the half on Boone Central. Auburn up now 30-17, 7:03 to play third quarter. We're 1 minute into the second half, and the Bulldogs enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game. Cam Binder is double teamed. flips it to the right side, baseline underneath Cade Patzel. He holds the ball inside the paint, baseline, dribbles back out into the corner on the far right side of the basket. To the top of the key, they come back to Cam Binder. Step back, Binder gives off to Patzel. Thought he was going to pop the three there for a minute. Ryan Binder, floater, goes in with a shot, gets hammered, knocked to the floor, and no whistle. Okay. Ryan Binder gets up limping just a little bit there. He went down kind of hard as he tried to put the layup. Inbound the ball to Prairie. Back to Cam Binder. Fall away shot in the paint. In and out. Didn't go. Rebound pulled out by Kramer. Kramer, outlet pass down court. Christo, spin move in the paint. Christo has it knocked away. Gets the ball back. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called against the Bulldogs. Wait and see who they put her on. Foul is going to be on Cade Patzel. His second personal, team foul number one on the Bulldogs of the half. 30-17. Auburn up by 13. Lob inbound pass to Bird. Karsten Bird puts it underneath. Lay in off the glass, up and good. Rasmussen. Garrett Rasmussen got a nice pass from Bird and was able to lay it off the glass for an easy two. Here's Cam Binder again down court. And again, Braden Bennis all over Binder as he brings the ball down the court. They flip it to Frary. Frary in traffic. Back up to Cade Patzel. Patzel goes into the paint. He gets doubled up on. Turn, reverse shot up off the glass, in and out. Rebound Kramer. Kramer flips the ball out to Christo. Alex Christo down court, fast break. Ball gets away, goes out of bounds. They were looking for Braden Bennis to try and get in behind the Bulldog defense. Ryan Binder did a good job of getting back there on defense. The ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it goes off of Boone Central. Auburn's basketball. Patzel inbounds. Full court pressure now by the Cardinals. Ryan Binder in backcourt. Again, it comes to Patzel. Patzel and Binder still in backcourt. Now they get it across the timeline just in time. Into the corner. Cam Binder, left side of the basket. Takes it all the way. Oh, nice feed to Ryan Binder. Cam Binder with the assist. Ryan Binder with the basket. Ryan's got 9 points in the game, and it's 32-19. The lead is back to 13 now for Auburn. Class C1 district final. Here's a pass in the corner. Stolen away by Patzel. The winner goes to the state tournament in Lincoln next week. Down court, Ryan Binder, and now he gets mugged. And finally, Bennis is called for a personal. That's Braden Bennis' second personal foul, second team foul of the half on the Cardinals. Well, he's been playing that just airtight defense right on top of the Bulldog ball handlers all night. He got called for the foul there. Ryan Binder inbounds to Cade Patzel, gives back to Cam Binder. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Auburn with the basketball on a 13-point lead. Here's Cade Patzel under the basket, driving lay-in up off, no good. Ball is flipped around, loose on the floor. Ferry comes up with it, gets it out to Cam Binder. Cam Binder on the right wing, coming out to pick him up defensively is Andreessen. Chases after Binder, puts it into the corner. Patzel, he dribbles out of a double team in the corner. Patzel, good job of escaping under there. Comes to Ryan Binder with a pass between the rings. At the top of the circle, left wing, Maverick Binder handles the ball. Man-to-man defense by the Cardinals of Boone Central. There's a collision. They went out and almost knocked Patzel off his feet. Dribbling underneath, they flip it to the corner. Open look, Binder, top of the key. Cam Binder, step back three. Got it! Cam Binder nails the three. Timeout taken on the floor. Boone Central, Auburn up by 16, 35-19 with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The Nemaha County Hospital Board of Directors and staff would like to wish our local physicians a very happy Doctor's Day on March 30th. This past year has tested our physicians like never before. Thank you for your continued dedication throughout the pandemic and beyond. We celebrate your dedication today and every day to ensuring the health and well-being of the residents of Nemaha County. Thank you for providing our community with quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, family, if you're listening to tonight's broadcast, I can tell you that tonight I got together with several hundred friends in Crete for a birthday party. And so far it's going well. The Bulldogs are up now 35-19 with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Auburn with their biggest lead of the game, a 16-point lead. The Irish have won tonight. 53-22 was their final. They defeated Medicine Valley, so Sacred Heart is on their way to the state tournament. John Nixon called that one for you from up in Hampton, Nebraska, Medicine Valley and Sacred Heart. Back to live action here in Crete. Boone Central will have the ball as we resume action. Again, 35-19, Auburn on top. Down court on the dribble comes Kramer with the basketball. Christo handles it. Christo gives it up top to Andreessen. Now again, Christo in the paint. Spin move against Ferry. Driving lay-in up off. Will not go for Kramer. And he's frustrated that he couldn't get that one to fall. The basket wouldn't drop for Kramer. I think the foul is going to be on Dan Ferry. And at the free throw line will be Kramer. He only has 4 points in the game so far tonight. Yes, Ferry has called for his first personal team foul, number 3. Free throw is on the way up and good for Ryan Kramer. So with Kramer, that's 5 points now. He's the leading scorer on this Cardinal team. He averages 14.6 per game on the season. And he's been held to just 5 points so far tonight. And we're at the 4 minute mark of the third quarter. Ryan Kramer, the 6'4 senior, takes aim for the second free throw. It's up and good also. He got them both. So Kramer now has 6 points. Full court pressure by Boone Central. Auburn against the press. They get it into Ferry. Ferry gives it back up to Binder. Ryan Binder dribbles around the defender, gets it across the timeline, picks the basketball up. Now gives it up to Maverick Binder on the right wing. Up to Cam Binder in the center court circle. Cam Binder. Again, Bennis. The amount of contact between Bennis and Binder has just been incredible as Binder handles that basketball. And Braden Bennis comes up to try and slap it away. There's a pass underneath that goes through Prairie's hands, grabbed up by Webster. And Kelvin Webster with a long downcourt pass into the corner. Left side of the basket is Andreessen. He can't get a look at the basket because good defense down there by Maverick Binder. Andreessen trapped in the corner by Binder. Now has to come back to Kramer with the pass to the top of the key. This is Kelvin Webster in the paint. Webster can't get a shot. He's covered up by Paisel on defense. Kramer, fall away, shot up, off no good. Rebound, Maverick Binder. This Bulldog defense is playing well tonight, folks. They're doing a great job of shutting the Cardinals down on those little gimmies inside the buck, inside the paint. Cade Paisel has a basketball now for the Bulldogs in forecourt. He holds it on the left wing. Guarding him is Kelvin Webster. Webster slaps at the basketball. Paisel gives it to Binder, right back to Paisel under the basket, kicks it into the corner. Maverick Binder up to Cam Binder. Chasing Cam Binder is Kelvin Webster. He gets a pick. Webster makes a contact with Cam into the corner. Maverick Binder for three, off no good. And the rebound down to Braden Bennis. The lead is 14, 35-21. Fast break, spin move, baseline, triple team, no shot. They kick into the corner, right side of the corner. Ball is loose, tipped around, whistle, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called on the Bulldogs. Foul is going to be called on Cam Binder. On Cam, his first personal, and team foul number 3 of the half on the Auburn Bulldogs. It'll be Boone Central's basketball. Timeout taken on the floor with 2:14 to go, third quarter, 35-21. Auburn up by 14. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Crete High School. Scott Cox, our producer engineer at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Scott, have you ever produced a birthday party before? People knew it was my 70th birthday, but I didn't want this broadcast to turn into what it did. But what a fun time I've had. We're back to live action. Boone Central with the ball. Fall away jump shot. Right side of the lane. Up and good by Ryan Kramer. Kramer coming alive a little bit. He's got 8 points now. He scored 4 in a row for Boone Central. 35-23. The lead is down to 12. Cam Binder comes to Cade Paisel on the left wing with the basketball. Under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Cade Paisel beats to Ryan Binder. Back to Cade Paisel. Oh, they tried to lob one into Curry and threw the ball away. Bennis, fast break, other way. Decides not to take the shot. Instead, puts it inside the paint. A fall-away shot is up and off. Doesn't go. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And we're going to put Boone Central at the free throw line. It'll be Alex Christo. Christo has 11 points in the game. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. The foul is going to be called on Cam Binder, his second, team foul number 4 on the Bulldogs. Bird at the line. Free throw is up and good. Or Christo, rather, that is at the line. Christo hits the first one. Alex Christo averages 10 points a ball game. He's got 12 right now. Looking for point number 13. Off, no good. Rebound, Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder hands the ball off. Gets it to Cam. Back to Ryan on the near side. Ryan will work it into forecourt. He comes on the attack now. On the offensive attack, gives it up to Maverick Binder. Again, finds Ryan in the paint. Ryan feeds to the corner, Pacel. Auburn being patient now with a minute 21 to play in the quarter. Cam Binder works against Bennis. Bennis all over him again. Wow, that's something. In the corner is Pacel. Spin move. Pacel in traffic. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it. Kramer got the rebound, tipped it out of there. It's an 11-point lead. Boone Central could get it down to single digits. Here's a fall-away shot up and good. The basket is put in by Alex Christo, and the lead is down to 9. Less than a minute to go in the quarter. There's a reach-in foul going to be called on Boone Central as Ryan Binder started up 4 with the basketball. He's going to be fouled by Alex Christo. Christo is going to pick up his second personal. Team foul number 3 of the half on Boone Central. Down to 47 seconds to play in the quarter. Auburn's 16-point lead has melted down to 9 now at 35-26. I believe that's 7 unanswered points now for Boone Central. Cam Binder on the dribble. Bennis chases him out here. Binder at the top of the key. Bennis putting pressure on him. A cross-court pass to Ryan Binder. Down to 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Ryan Binder falls to the floor. Ball is tipped away. Stolen. Fast break on the way. Ryan Binder steals it right back and gives it to Cam Binder. 19 seconds on the clock. 35-26. Auburn up by 9. They'll want to play Cam Binder for that final step-back 3. Bennis is going to stay on him. Oh, we got a 5-second call. Oh, my goodness. Cam Binder can't believe it. 5-second call. With 9 seconds to play, they give the ball back to Boone Central. Boy, that was something. Boone Central to inbound it. They toss the ball into Christo. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Binder with Christo. They give it up to Kramer. Ball tipped away. No shot. That is not off in time. They didn't get a shot off. After 3 quarters, Auburn up by 9, 35-26. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
By 11 at halftime, they got up by as much as 16 points early in the third quarter, and now they lead it by 9 as we move into the fourth and final period. 35-26, Bulldogs with a 9-point lead. Boone Central will have the basketball. Braden Bennis will inbound it in forecourt on the side to start the fourth quarter. Bennis is going to have to hurry. Lobs it in, Paul, stolen away, then stolen back. Down court on a fast break. In a hurry comes Christo, driving layup up and good, and he will be fouled. Christo got the lay-in and drew the foul on Dan Frary. Frary's second personal, team foul number 5. suddenly this is a whole different ballgame. 35-28, the lead is 7. If Christo hits a free throw, this can get down to a 6-point ball game in what was a 16-point lead a few minutes ago. Free throw is up. It's good. We've got a 6-point basketball game at 35-29. Auburn's lead cut to 6. Bulldogs desperately need a basket down court. And a steal with the steal. Bettis flips it across, ball tipped away out of bounds. Touchlash by Auburn. The Bulldogs kind of self-destructing here right at the moment. 7:41 to play, a lot of basketball to play, but here comes Boone Central. Auburn had a scare like this in the sub-district. Here's a inbound pass. Wait a minute. A foul away from the ball. A push foul is going to be called on Karsten Bird, his second. Team foul number 4. Auburn will get the basketball. They had a scare like this with Fairbury in the sub-district final. This is the district final, folks. This is for all the marbles to go to state. Cam Binder has the basketball. Braden Bennis chases him. Binder down court. 35-29. Auburn up by 6. They led by 16. 7.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Coach Jim Weeks up off the bench shouting instructions to his cager. There's a pass across to the right side. They give it to Frary. Frary sets a pick. Binder, that would be Ryan Binder, tries to take it to the baseline on the right side of the basket. Can't get there. Come back up between the rings with the pass to Cade Patzel. Patzel comes to the left side. Cam Binder in traffic. He's triple teamed. They're swatting at the ball, and now a whistle and a foul. A foul is going to be called on Boone Central. Binder was triple teamed under there, had 3 players swatting at that basketball. The foul is going to be on Ellis Crystal. His 3rd team foul, number 5. 7 minutes to play. Frary under the basket. Shot off the glass. It would not go down. Working against Kramer. Kramer gets the rebound. He'll bring the ball up court for Boone Central. Kramer all the way in for a driving layup. Can't get it. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Dan Frary. Frary just picked up his 3rd personal team foul, number 6 on the Bulldogs. And at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, will be Ryan Kramer. Kramer is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. He has 8 points in the basketball game. The 1st of 2 is up and good. Another shot coming, folks. We got a 5-point ball game here. 35-30. And Kramer can pull the Cardinals to within 4 points if he hits this free throw. A lot of time left. 6:49 to play in the ball game. Kramer's 2nd free throw is good. It's a 4-point basketball game. 35-31. Auburn against full court pressure. Cade Patzel. The Bulldogs were up by 16. They lead by 4. Patzel against a pressuring man-to-man defense. They give it to Ryan Binder. You hear the crowd chanting defense across the way, and there's a turnover. A traveling call, and the ball goes back to Boone Central. 35-31, Auburn with a 4-point lead. Boone Central with the basketball and a chance to cut into it. The Bulldogs have self-destructed after having a 16-point lead. Auburn needs to right the ship here and get things going offensively once again. With the basketball is Kramer. They look inside with it. Bennis dribbling for the lay-in. Shot is up and good. Making the basket is Kelvin Webster. It's a 2-point basketball game, 35-33. Auburn up by 2. Here comes Binder in the paint. Flips it out to Pacel on the wing. Pacel gives up to Cam Binder. Chasing after Cam Binder at midcourt is Kelvin Webster. Timeout taken, Auburn. 5:49 to go in the ballgame, 35-33. Auburn up by 2. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, in a basketball game, but just a few minutes ago felt like Auburn was pretty much in control. Things have changed completely. Auburn led by 16 at 35-20. Led by 16, 35-19. It's now 35-33, a two-point lead. Boone Central has made up 14 points of that deficit. Auburn with the basketball. They desperately need to come away with some points this trip down the floor. Cam Binder gets the inbound pass, goes into the corner right side to Maverick Binder. Kate Basil at the free throw line. Back up top, Cam Binder. There's Bennis chasing after him, and now they do call the foul on Bennis. Well, Braden Bennis has been working Cam Binder over like that all night long. Every time Cam Binder gets the basketball, Braden Bennis is in his pocket swatting at the ball, and they call the foul on him. Auburn will have the ball in backcourt. They inbound it, get it into Cam Binder. 5.5 minutes to play in this Class C1 district final. Auburn up by 2, 35-33. Binder driving layup, and they're going to take it away from him and call an offensive foul. Jim Weeks is livid on the sideline. Cam Binder drove the baseline, laid the ball in. They took away the basket and called the offensive foul. Things are not going the Bulldogs' way right now. 5:24 to play in the ballgame. A chance to tie or take the lead for Boone Central. They're down by 2, 35-33. Boone Central trailed by 16. With the basketball for the Cardinals is Bennis. Bennis at the free throw line. Gives it up top. Webster in traffic. Kramer tries to move. He travels. Good defense there by Cam Binder. He got to force Ryan Kramer into a turnover and the travel. And Auburn gets the basketball back, clinging to a two-point lead, up 35-33. Bulldogs will have the ball back. 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Cam Binder works down court against Bennis. Bennis, he gets shoved clear out of bounds. They shove Cam Binder clear to the bench. No whistle at the top of the key. Frary with the basketball. Frary comes to Maverick Binder, left side Kate Faisal. This pressuring man-to-man defense is just going nuts right now for Boone Central. Frary, guarded by Kramer, wants to work around him, comes back up top and hands it up again to Cam Binder. Binder dribbles around. Bennis to the right side. Now all the way in goes Ryan Binder. He can't get the shot, and they have to come all the way to the top of the key back between the rings. Oh, my goodness. Cam Binder nearly knocked to the floor. Unbelievable. Now we got a reach-in foul. Here it comes. They almost knocked Cam Binder completely off his feet, but waited until he dribbled out of that problem and got to the sideline. And then they were swinging at the ball, and a whistle and a foul is called on Boone Central's Kelvin Webster. Well, Auburn has been sitting on 35 points since way back late in the third quarter without scoring. They lead now 35-33 with Cam Binder going to the line. Binder's 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Needs these free throws. Shot is up. It's good. Cam Binder makes the first of two. He's shooting 1-1 here. That was a 17 foul. Both teams have 17 fouls, so both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Cam Binder's second free throw is up, and it's good also. He got them both. Auburn goes back up by 4 with 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play. 4:14 to go. They lead it by 4, 37-33. Now, here comes the Cardinals with the basketball. Boone Central. Top of the key, Webster, Kelvin Webster, can't get a look at the hoop, goes to Kramer. Kramer pushes on Frary, shot is up and off, no good, with the rebound to Boone Central. Ball, shot is up, Kramer, off again, follow shot, Kramer, off again. Block shot, whistle, and a foul. I think it's going to go on Dan Frary. Frary blocked a couple of shots back-to-back under there. And on Dan Frary, that will be his fourth. He's got 4 personals. With 3:49 to go in the ballgame, at the line will be Ryan Kramer. He's 4-for-4 from the line. Shot is up and good. He's now 5 out of 5 from the line. He'll have another shot coming here. 37-34. The lead is 3 for the Bulldogs with 3:49 to go in the ballgame. Class C1 district final. Ryan Kramer, second free throw is up. It's good also. We're back to a two-point ball game. Timeout taken. Auburn 3:49 to play in the game. Bulldogs up 37-35. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back with you at Creed High School. 3 minutes, 49 seconds to play in the fourth quarter of this Class C1 district final. The Auburn Bulldogs are leading Boone Central 37-35, a two-point lead. Auburn will have the basketball. They'll play it in under the Boone Central basket against full-court man-to-man pressure. Hazel inbounds the ball to Cam Binder. He'll work it up the court one-on-one against Dustin Andreessen. Cam Binder is double-teamed and trapped on the wing. Gets it up to Pacel. It comes right back to Cam Binder. They're going to chase after him and try and trap him again. Cam Binder dribbles into the corner. All the way under the basket. Bounce pass right side. Ryan Binder up top of the key. Cade Pacel. Now Maverick Binder gets the ball off from Cade Pacel. They give it to Cam Binder. 3:23 to play. Looks like the Bulldogs are maybe going to make Boone Central come out and try and foul him. Oh, here we go. Driving. Lay it up and good. Cam Binder. Binder got away from Webster and drove it in for the lay-in. Auburn back up by four, 39-35, as we near the three-minute mark to play in the ballgame. Spin move, fall away, shot up and good. Making the basket was Alex Christo. Christo now with 19 points in the game. He averages 10 per contest on the season. The lead is two, 39-37. Auburn by two, 2 minutes, 45 seconds to play. Cam Binder's going to get fouled again. And they're going to put Cam Binder back to the line, shooting 1-1. That foul's going to be called on Kelvin Webster, his second personal, team foul number 8 at the line. Cam Binder. Cam is 4-for-4 from the line so far tonight. Has 18 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 1-1 with 2:45 to go. Free throw is on the way. It's good. Cam Binder had just put the Bulldogs up by 3 once again at 40-37. 2:45 showing on the clock in the fourth quarter. We're here at Crete High School. What a ball game. Cam Binder, second free throw on the way. It's up and off, no good. Rebound Kramer. Kramer comes out with the basketball. Gets the outlet pass out to Brayden Bennis. Bennis guarded by Cam Binder down the court with it. A three would tie the ball game here for Boone Central. They have trailed by as much as 16. There's Kramer knocking a player to the floor. Turns, lays it up, and good. Kramer knocked the defender down with the forearm. Laid it in, and it's a one-point ball game. 40-39. Cam Binder works around the defender. Gives it to the left side to Pacel. Pacel up top to Ryan Binder. Now to Cam Binder. They're slapping at Cam, trying to knock the ball away. My goodness, the contact that's being allowed here both directions. Now Maverick Binder handles the ball, gives back to Ryan Binder. Ryan works to the right side. Guarding him is Carson Bird. Ryan Binder in traffic, got in trouble, gives it back up top to Frary. A minute 50 to go. We're inside of 2 minutes to play. Auburn up by one. Reverse lay-in, up and good. Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder drove the baseline, went around the defender, left him counting his change, and did a reverse lay-in. It's a three-point Auburn lead, 42-39. Boone Central with the basketball in the paint, trying to get to the hoop. Nothing there. Pacel, good defense. Up to Carson Bird, top of the key. Brayden Bennis, Kramer pushing and shoving down underneath with Ryan Binder. Ryan's not going to give him a thing. Kramer's trying to shove Ryan Binder around in the paint. Ryan ain't having any of that. And now we're going to have a timeout taken by Boone Central with a minute 11 to play in the ballgame, 42-39, a three-point Auburn lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Now, regardless of how this thing ends, I'm going to remember my 70th birthday for a long time. What a ball game. 42-39. Auburn with a 3-point lead, a minute and 11 seconds left to play. Boone Central will have the basketball. They'll play it in forecourt on the side. Inbounding the pass is Carson Bird. Oh, he almost got a 5-second count. Ball is tipped away on the inbound pass and knocked out of bounds. Coach Harris is wanting a foul over there. Boy, that was a long 5-count. It'll stay with Boone Central. Bird to inbound it. Gets it up to Bennis near midcourt. Bennis guarded by Binder. 1:05 to play. Inside, Kramer moves to the hoop. Lay-in up and good. He got it. Kramer with the lay-in. It's a 1-point ball game with less than a minute to go. 58 seconds on the clock. Cam Binder into forecourt. 42-40. Auburn up by one. Cam Binder on the dribble. Works to the right side. Now looks near. Got to be careful not to get another 5-count. Oh, under the basket. Pacel off the glass. Up and good. Cam Binder found Pacel waiting under the basket. Kate Pacel laid it in for the two. Auburn is up by three, 44-41. 30 seconds to play. Spin move in the paint. The ball is loose on the floor, out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. The ball went off the hands of Carson Bird. Auburn has the ball with a 3-point lead. The clock is down to 25 seconds to play. Auburn will inbound it in backcourt on the side. Timeout taken, Bulldogs. We're going to keep it here live and set the stage for you at Creed High School. It's a Class C1 district final. 25.9 seconds left on the clock. 44-41. Auburn with a 3-point lead. The Bulldogs took the timeout. Auburn will have possession of the basketball. What a basketball game we've seen here tonight. Auburn led at halftime 28-17. Led by as much as 16 in the third quarter. They led by 9 after 3 periods at 35-26. And now they have let Boone Central get to within 1 point of them on a couple of occasions. Right now, the Bulldogs with a 3-point advantage, 44-41, with 25.9 seconds to play, and Auburn will have the basketball. Both teams are in the 1-1. So if a foul is committed, Auburn will go to the line. A lot can happen in 25 seconds with just a 3-point lead. It is Auburn's basketball. Ryan Binder will inbound it as we move back to live action. He's in backcourt on the side to inbound this against full court pressure. Boy, they're covering everybody like glue. They get it into Cam Binder. Binder guarded by Bennis, and he'll get it across the timeline. Binder in forecourt. Goes between defenders. Oh, he had Batesel under the basket again. Just dribbling around is Cam Binder. Getting away from defenders. Almost has it taken away. Now there's a foul. But they let the clock run down to 11.9 seconds. Finally, a foul comes, and that's going to put Binder to the line. I'm amazed if they were going to foul that they let that much time run off. Huge free throws for the senior. Probably his biggest free throws of his career here. 44-41 with 11.9 seconds. Shooting 1-1. The free throw is on the way. It's up. Got it! It's good. He hit it. Binder hit the free throw. And that makes it a two-possession game, up by four now, a two-possession game with 11:09 to go. Binder will be at the line for the second half of the 1-1. 11.9 seconds to go. Cam Binder, ready for his second of the 1-1. The shot is on the way, it's up, and he got it! It's good, he hit them both! Bulldogs up by five, 46-41. Full court pressure now by Auburn, they inbound the ball. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, down in a hurry, they come across the timeline. At the top of the key, a long three, off no good, rebound, Prairie. Prairie's got the basketball, a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The Bulldogs are going to the state tournament, folks. The clock is down to 2.2 seconds to play. Auburn has a 5-point lead, 46-41. We walk to the other end, and we're going to put Dan Prairie to the free throw line. He's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight, has 9 points in the ballgame. This would put him in double figures if he can hit this one. but only 2.2 seconds on the board. The Bulldogs are going to win this puppy, but boy, not without a challenge. Free throw is on the way. It's up and good. Dan Ferry has 10 points for the senior. Another shot coming. Stay tuned for the postgame. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. For Ferry, that's 10, looking for his 11th point right here. Shot is up and good. He's got 11 on the night. And now, there's Dixon checking into the lineup. Ryan Dixon getting into the game. Bulldog fan starting to celebrate. 2.2 seconds. All Auburn's got to do is just stay back and stay out of the way. Down court, we'll see a half-court shot that's up and does not go. And that's your ball game. The Auburn Bulldogs with an exciting win tonight. Your final score, Auburn 48 and Boone Central 41. The Auburn Bulldogs are state-bound. Two-time defending state champions headed back to the state tournament to look for three in a row. What a basketball game we've witnessed tonight here at Crete High School. Auburn escaping, and I use the term escaping, with the win over Boone Central, 48-41. And they are presenting the district tournament championship plaque. They give the plaque. Cam Binder goes up to receive it. Bulldog players jumping up and down on the court in celebration with their championship plaque here in the Class C1 district championship. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the postgame show being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. We'll break down all the numbers for you in what has been one dandy basketball game. Don't go away. We're back in 2 minutes. The Bulldogs win it 48-41 on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Crete High School, where we've just witnessed one whale of a basketball game. The Auburn Bulldogs held on and escaped tonight with a 48-41 win over a very fine Boone Central Cardinal basketball team. That after Auburn led by 16 points in the third quarter. The Bulldogs were up by three after one quarter, 14-11. They led at halftime, 28-17. Still had a 9-point advantage, 35-26 at the end of three. But then Boone Central was able to pull it within 1 point on three different occasions, only to have Auburn pull away and hang on for the win. Time now for our postgame wrap-up, being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Let's break out the numbers and take a look at them here now. First of all, for Boone Central, they were led tonight by Alex Christo, He had 19 points. Also in double figures, Ryan Kramer. Kramer finished with 16. Adding two was Cody Miracle, two for Carson Bird, and 2 points for Garrett Rasmussen for their total of 41. From the free throw line, Boone Central hit 8 out of 9 from the charity stripe in for the evening. Now, the numbers for your Auburn Bulldogs. Three players in double figures. Leading the way was Cam Binder with 21 points. Ryan Binder had 11. Daniel Frary also with 11. And Cade Pacel added 5 for their total of 48. From the free throw line, Auburn went 12 out of 16. But most importantly, in the fourth quarter, when things mattered, Daniel Frary made 2 in a row. And Cam Binder made 5 out of 6. The Bulldogs went 7 out of 8 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter. And that's the difference here as they win by 7 at 48-41. The cheer you hear going up right now in the background is as Cam Binder cuts the final string as they cut the nets down here for the district championship. The team getting ready to assemble for a post-game picture out here now. And he cut that final thread and pulled down the net. And you heard the Auburn fans react to that as they removed the net here at Creed High School. So, that means the Auburn Bulldogs will advance to the state tournament. They are the two-time defending state champions, and they'll head up there next week. And, of course, you'll hear all of Auburn's games live right here on Sunny 101.3. Well, I want to remind you that we'll also have the Sacred Heart Irish boys. They will be at the state tournament. They got a big win tonight over Medicine Valley. 53-22 was the final. Sacred Heart over Medicine Valley. So the Irish and the Bulldogs are both going to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln next week. Also, during this week, we've got girls state tournament basketball action for you beginning on Wednesday here on Sunny 101.3. Our first game will tip off at 11 o'clock at Lincoln North Star High School. The Sterling Lady Jets will be facing the number one seeded Humphrey St. Francis Lady Flyers. That's an 11 o'clock tip-off. You'll hear it live here on Sunny. And then Wednesday afternoon, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish Girls taking on Maywood Hayes Center. That'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off, pregame around 3:50, somewhere in there. A 4 o'clock tip-off, Sacred Heart and Maywood Hayes Center. That game also live from Lincoln North Star High School. And then should either Sterling or Sacred Heart advance in the state tournament, of course, we will follow them throughout the rest of the week. You'll hear live coverage here on Sunny 101.3. So, what a memorable evening this is going to be for Auburn Bulldog basketball and for me personally. I want to say one more time, thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the Auburn basketball fans. They made this old guy feel pretty special tonight as I'm celebrating my 70th birthday. Cheerleaders brought out a big sign that said happy birthday. I've been flooded with a whole basket full of birthday cards. And the crowd sang happy birthday. Folks, the Bulldogs tap it all off with a cherry on top with a win 48-41. It just doesn't get any better than this. And what a great time we had here tonight at Creed High School. So it's time to say goodnight. We'll be back on tomorrow night. John Nixon will have Missouri sectional basketball for you here on Sunny 101.3. He'll have Stanbury and Mound City. And I apologize, I don't have the tip-off time in front of me, but it'll be live tomorrow night here on Sunny from Mound City. The Stanbury Bulldogs, the Mound City Panthers, Missouri Class 1 sectional action. John Nixon will have the call. And then join me and John in Lincoln on Friday for Girls State Tournament, Sterling and Humphrey St. Francis, and Sacred Heart and Maywood Hayes Center. So that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of this Class C1 district final at Creed High School. For Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 48 and the Boone Central Cardinals 41. Good evening, everyone. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.